Yeah, good morning, everyone. My name is Yongliang Liu. Together with Gary and Dave Long, we are from USDA AI's Cotton Quality Research Station and Clemson, South Carolina. By using this opportunity, I would like to talk briefly about HVI color and the UV visible spectral response of cotton fibers. As you know, color of cotton is one of important cotton qualities. USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service and other organizations have developed official color standards for grading cotton colors to classify a cotton color. Both human inspectors and HVI instruments are used. Certainly, there are great inconsistencies between these two methods. To improve the agreement between the two, a number of suggestions have been made more than 10 years ago. For example, to add a redness factor, to select three primary color filters, to collect a large cotton surface with an imaging technique, and to explore new data analysis. Recently, Rogers and co-workers have validated the relationship between HVI color and global color systems and observed a greater difference with different spectrometers for the lightness correlations and suggested the possible factors as the use of HVI glass in front of sample, the use of only two color filters, and the algorithm of computing them. As a different approach, we introduce the concept of one color variable, relative yellowness or relative lightness, which can be easily calculated from the following two algorithms based on the HVI color readings. Why use a ratio algorithm? I think it could reduce interference in front of interference from HVI glass and the redness component A. Also, and to highlight the portion of yellowness to lightness. In order to examine the effectiveness of one color variable, both HVI color and the cotton spectra were used. In this experiment, 123 cotton samples were used. Both HVI color and UV spectra were obtained under routine operations. Also, chemometric models were developed by the use of Gram's AI programs. Here shows the univariate correlation coefficient between four color properties, notably the pair of yellowness and relative yellowness has a much higher relationship than that of lightness and relative lightness, suggesting that the cotton yellowness are much reliable and accurate than cotton lightness. This observation is in good agreement with that from Rogers by different method. When relating PC scores to four color properties, it's interesting to see a remarkable increase from 0.75 to 0.95 between PC1 and the cotton lightness with the use of relative lightness. Such an enhancement indicated the more linear spectral response for relative lightness than for lightness. Here shows the PLS statistics on validation set. Both R-square and RMSUV are improved while the cotton yellowness stays nearly the same. Here shows the relationship between HVI reference values and the spectral model predict values. It reflects how well the spectral model reflects to the reference values. Also, it shows at least five clusters from the relative lightness plot in the app. In summary, we introduce the concept of one color variable, relative yellowness or lightness, and demonstrate the feasibility of one color variable for the classification and the grading of cotton colors. In the future, more samples and AMS involvement might be necessary for the further studies. We are grateful to have excellent technical support from Debbie and Nancy and our research station. Yes, thank you very much.